This week, we've been featuring education stories from around the Northwest as part of the PBS special American Graduate Day. In this last installment, we go to Yakima and A.C. Davis High School, where the mission statement is to educate students for success, lifelong learning, employment, and social awareness. Realizing that mission is at the heart of the school's International Baccalaureate program. It not only challenges students with rigor, it instills a sense of community while often awarding college credit or advanced standing. Northwest Public Television's Greg Mills picks up the story.
AC Davis Principal Ryan McDaniel says the program is successful partly because of its flexibility.
The IB program is a junior and senior level curriculum, and kids can take advantage of the IB program as much or as little as they want. You can have a kid who takes one math class because they're strong in math, and you have some kids who take all six courses as well as TOK, Theory of Knowledge, do their CAS hours, Creativity, Action, and Service, as well as an extended essay to get the be a diploma candidate.
The IB learner profile has traits expected of each student, like Raul Martinez, who feels IB teachers make it part of an integrated curriculum.
It's not only academic characteristics that it asks for, like being analytical and being knowledgeable. It also asks you to be compassionate and be open-minded and be accepting of others. So I think it's going to help me, and it's going to help students at Davis be better citizens in society than just better minds.
Amelia Pruitt is a diploma candidate in IB. Now in her senior year, she's noticing a shift from gathering knowledge to applying knowledge.
A while last year, we had Skype pals in India who were learning Japanese, and we would practice our Japanese and English on Sunday nights, and that was amazing. Junior year of IB is very different than senior year of IB, is what I'm noticing a month in. Junior year was more learning the material about each subject, and then senior year is taking that material and doing something with it, doing projects and reports that we turn into IB. So this year I think is more meaningful work-wise in that we get to pick what we're exploring.
Many AC Davis students never consider entering the IB program for many reasons. Sometimes, as in Dylan Mahaney's case, he stumbled into it.
This is my first year in IB. At the beginning of school, the first day, I was going to my class and I accidentally walked into the wrong classroom. And at the end of the class, the teacher took attendance and she didn't call my name.
I said, okay, do you want to stay here? What would you like? He said, I think I'd want to stay here. It's a rather large jump from regular English to IB English. And I said, why do you want to stay? The look that went across his face was one of resentment, a little bit of fear, a little bit of hope. The rest of it was just steely resolve that he wanted to graduate and he wanted the IB experience.
That's Diane Main, Dylan's teacher and IB program coordinator.
The English class is fun. I mean, I like to read. And I've known that, but since I went into this class, like, she gave me the first book and I don't know, it was amazing.
I would hope that in 5 or 10 years that we have a lot more IB classes, we have a lot more IB students, that we have a feeling that when people step onto the Davis campus, that there's a feeling that we're an IB world school. Not that we are elite into the program, but that we are an elite school because of the opportunities that we give students.
That was Greg Mills for Northwest Public Television. Learn more about the Yakima Davis High School International Baccalaureate Program and others that help students succeed on the PBS American Graduate Day special airing on Northwest Public Television. Watch this and all the Northwest education stories we featured at nwptv.org.